Okay, thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. This is Radio Empire Podcast, and I'm your host, Boston. Today it is, yes, a beautiful day, the day that the Lord has made. And today we're going to have one of the international speaker, a catalyst. This man is more than just what I can explain. He's a father figure. To me, he's like a godfather. And he is Dr. TJD Ditsile. How you doing, my doctor?
Boston, always good to be with you. I feel so welcome, and thanks for inviting me over for this podcast. A very important topic you want us to discuss, submission.
Yes.
Not well discussed, I think, to my satisfaction. People think that they know, and I also have some opinion on it, but I don't think I fully understand what submission is. Half of us don't even know what it is to fully submit. So yes, I think let's get into it. But yes, one which I would like to actually, you know, share perspectives on, and how one can actually end up submitting themselves fully to their purpose.
Yes, thank you. You have the man of the hour. My bishop, I always thought that submission, it's two words. Like we have sub as beneath, sub as under, submission, mission as a sense of purpose. So I always thought that when you say I'm submitting, you are going under the supervision. $100 million question would be like, what is submission?
I think this is one of the most elusive words. I think in the history of words, if I have to put it that way, because most people think that they do understand what it means. And as you said, you've got your own interpretation to it. But I would actually say that it's more about getting to a point where you become selfless, where you're submitting yourself to a higher power that will then take over to direct your life and I think the outcomes as well. So it's more about the process of how do you submit yourself and the outcome of what do you become after you've submitted yourself. And that will see you achieving a purpose that we have set out. And I think a purpose can be anything that you decide upon. If you want to change your life to a certain direction, you set it out and you write it out and you look at the process and you submit yourself to that process and you see the outcome, which becomes then a purpose. So that is really my assessment of submission in terms of process and an outcome. So one has to really lose themselves to the process. And I also understand, I think beyond everything, that there's something operating beyond our control. And that's what you need to submit yourself to. That, beyond you, there's God, there's all sorts of other forces that are operating, that are guiding you and that will guide you, that have guided you from the time that you thought you had control from birth. So I think it's critical that we actually delve into it. Everybody brings their interpretation and really try and understand it fully. In terms of what it means. But for me, it's really giving yourself in, becoming selfless, and working towards getting to a better version of yourself.
That was profound. That was profound indeed. Now, I really want to understand this part. What makes us to fail to submit towards our purpose? What really kills us?
An answer that's cast in stone in that, because everybody fails in their own different ways. But what I can say for certain is that most people are still caught up in their old predefined ways without really understanding that all life is preordained. There's not much choice that we have in life. Everything that you're doing, even today, has been preordained. And you've got no choice but to go through whatever you're going through today. So the best you can do is submit yourself to the universe, submit yourself to God, submit yourself to all the forces that are operating, and you'll see your life will get better. You become, you get under a certain direction, and you'll see things will start happening automatically to your favor. There are just some things that you need to do, and I think this is where most people fail. Adjust your attitude a little. You know, like I was saying, you know, stay on the positive side, you know, think positive, and attract positivity, you know, to yourself. And you'll see that your submission will become easier. You don't have to resist. You know, you don't have to still get caught in your worldly ways, you know, that get you to resist submission. So you just have to be aware of what you need to submit to and how to submit. And what you want to see the outcome of submission to be. That's all you need. I mean, I think that's really the basics, you know, of submission. And I think getting to the submission end point.
Well, I wanted to question this question that says, how can we submit? But you already, you know, you already nailed it. You already gave me everything that I always wanted to know. So from your books, because I see you got a lot of books, from your books, which book can you refer us to go through that will basically help us not only into submitting, but only also into finding our own sense of purpose?
Right. Thanks for that. Look, I mean, I've just recently put pen to paper and put down a book called Adding a Plus to Your Life. I think that's a very, very interesting book, especially when you know, take stock of your life. You know, people tend to actually just get adrift and not understand that there's a purpose for everyone's life. And I put together a very simple, nice, simple formula, you know, that people can actually work on, which is based on philosophy, labor, and unlimited success. So there's nothing to it but a plus. So people can always order this book. I mean, you've got access to me. You know how to get the book.
Yes.
And it's quite an interesting, straightforward book in terms of, you know, how one can actually take their life from where it is now, you know, to what they want it to be. Because it's not about what Bochum wants my life to be. You know, it's about what I want my life to be. And I can always change that by putting a little bit of labor and, you know, ultimately get unlimited success. So that's what it's all about. It's a very interesting read. I encourage people to maybe grab a copy or two, you know, and just read it out. You know, make for some good festive reading. And yeah, enjoy it.
Oh, my Bishop, it was nice hosting you. I know I just hijacked you. Yeah, you are on the trip to New York. You can even hear the accent that this one is not from South Africa, somebody from New York. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Until we meet again. Remember, the book is Add a Plus in Your Life. And it's available. You can order it on www.workspace.org. Or you can just, you know, go to Google and, as we used to, go to Google and look for it. And then please, guys, this is a very profound book to go through. Man, it was nice hosting you, and I really appreciate your time. And then I really know that I really wish to expect having you next time. Right. So before you can go, can you just give us a little bit of perhaps the activations that are going to take place?
Let me just say this. That I'm very thankful for the time that you afforded me to just share your platform. It was unexpected. I wasn't here for that. But nevertheless, I thoroughly enjoyed the interview. In terms of planned you know, promotions, I think we'll make that available.
Yes.
There's some really big things planned around it. So as soon as all the publications and the reviews have actually happened, we'll be going full on, you know, in terms of, you know, distributing the book, you know, across the bookstores. At this point, we're just getting reviews from around different places around the world. And as soon as that's done, then we'll make it, you know, make full copies, you know, available. But people should just be on the lookout for this and other books, you know, from the same store. I think you'll just share the platform in terms of where people can get it. And yes, there's one on leadership, there's one on spirituality, and there's this motivational one, which is the Plus book, I call it. But very enjoyable reading. I hope people will love them. And I hope they can actually also give us reviews, after purchasing, in terms of what they think. But once again, thank you so much. And it's been wonderful being, on your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Once again, whenever you hear $100 million beat on my background, just know that Kim Parson is in the building by the order of Radio Empire Podcast, coming to you live from the greatest office ever situated in Hebron as we speak. Trust me, it's gonna be lead. Until you meet again, Bella Ciao.